But I've said, because it's something that it not belong to the ladies that who claim that she a spiritual lady, because in our culture is what a spiritual to us.
Did she get permission from anyone at Mowinjum to have the Wandjina displayed in Katoomba at her gallery?
No. Mowinjum Art Centre didn't not agree with it anyway.
And why is it important to get permission to use the Wandjina image, Donnie?
Well, it's our image. It's very, you know, the only person can use it or display with Wandjina is the three tribes. So, you know, they get very upset if somebody else misusing our image.
And what happened when you went to Katoomba? Did you speak with the gallery owner? Did you ask her to cover it up?
Well, I didn't ask her because when I met her, she wasn't the lady who understands something about spiritual images. So I didn't speak to her because in my culture, I can tell if she's doing the right thing or the wrong thing. So I think she did the wrong thing, so I didn't speak to her.
Okay. And she's saying that she has been visited by the Wandjina figure and that she's, you know, been asked by the Wandjina to create this piece. How do you react to that viewpoint?
Well, I mean, while a lot of people can say something like that, it's appropriate for people because our image is very, you know, well known throughout the world. And some people like to get hold of it and claim that the spirit come to them.
Do you worry that someone might be able to put a claim on the Wandjina image and copyright it and make it a trademark or take it away from you at all?
Well, that's what we're afraid of. If somebody, if somebody else probably will do it again, we have to protect something that's very important to our people.
Of course, this isn't the first time. I remember about 5 or 6 years ago in Perth, there was a lot of graffiti, big and large, of Wandjina appearing all around Perth, and that was done without Mowinjum's permission, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't too. So what now? We got all the ladies. They had programmed, you know, they put themselves on a television and they talked to that to put it out. And then as soon as he understand that it wasn't his what now image, he stopped doing it.
And Donnie, what would you like to see happen now with the sculpture in Katoomba? It's still there on the main street, but what do you want to see happen to it?
Well, I mean, if she don't, you know, I don't want to see something put in a place that wasn't given to her to do, see, so because I talked to all the local people there and they don't want it to be there, so we're trying very hard to get it, you know, stop her from doing it.
And you've seen the very large sculpture. What do you think of it from a spiritual and artistic point of view?
Well, I got shocked, but what I found out is if somebody else doing it, she's not well, she claims she's a spiritual lady, but you look at all Aboriginal cultures, it's about dreaming, you know, it's something that they had before any Western people came to Australia. And the way that we have to keep our identity, that our totem that was given to us, we can share it, but it's, you know, our image is just for us, you know, and we the people that we should be if we agree or not agree, but we don't agree with her because she didn't do the right thing.
And how do you feel about the fact that it's been vandalized?
Well, I mean, see, maybe some people do it because they, what now, probably didn't want it to be there. So, you know, you can get people like that to do that. So, well, I don't know, I can't. But the only thing that will stand for me is that our image is a Dreamtime story. So it was given to us, and we want it back to recognize the people who own it.